The change of course in EU financing being discussed in Brussels may see future funds allotted to the Czech Republic cut by 24% and moreover tied to new priority areas such as climate change and innovation. But how would such a shift impact the Czech Republic, which insists that its main investment priority is still road and rail infrastructure? Daniel Lazarová put that question to Ondřej Houska, a financial expert with the leading Czech daily Hospodářské noviny, who is following developments in Brussels.
Hard to say. Theoretically, the impact should not be that vital or that profound, because in reality, everyone knew in advance, because you calculate the money that a country gets from the budget basically on its GDP, we all know that in the past years the Czech growth of the Czech economy has been quite impressive, so the country should have been prepared for such a cut. If it is the case in practice, only officials dealing with those issues at ministries and at the office of government know, so it's hard to say.
We've heard that this money is mainly needed for infrastructure, for building roads and highways. How much would it hurt there?
That's going to change. According to proposal that's on the table, all countries should have different priorities than infrastructure. And two main priorities are research, and the second one is, let's say, call it green economy, fight against climate change, reduction of carbon emissions, and so on and so forth. Czech Republic insists that it has to use a large majority of those financing for infrastructure purposes, but the Commission says you have had enough money for that, and it's your problem that you were not able to build your roads and highways. So this is also part of the fight that's going to be fought tomorrow and in the next month, probably.
The Czech Republic wants more freedom in how the funds will be used and transferring them from one budget or one area to another. What are its chances of getting that?
The original proposal from the European Commission stated that a country can transfer up to 5% of its allocation between respective headings, how is it called in the EU terminology. Now it has been raised to 10%. For Czechs, it's still not enough. Again, it's going to be a compromise, maybe 15%, 12%. But the principle is there. Everyone acknowledges that flexibility is needed. The dispute is about the level of flexibility.
Could we be looking at a no deal on the budget?
We will for sure end up with no deal this week, but as always, we will have an agreement at the end of the day, before the end of this year. I'm sure of it. EU always agrees. I'm sure that every prime minister at the end of the day will be able to say, I'm satisfied with what we've got.
What would be a good deal for the Czech Republic? When could the Prime Minister say, I'm satisfied?
This is a very good question, which I have asked this question to many diplomats, and the reply is, we don't know. The Prime Minister insists on his maximalist position, but this position is clearly untenable. At the end of the day, he will be forced to compromise, that's for sure. But where it is, from my point of view, the logical compromise would be to stick to the original proposal of the European Commission, meaning cuts of 24% in the Czech allocation, which is still lower than the growth of the Czech GDP over the last 7 years. But if the Prime Minister is willing to consider that, of course, only he knows that.